Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a major open source model release from China. Moonshot AI, the Beijing-based startup backed by Alibaba, released Kimi K3 yesterday, a 2.8 trillion parameter model it calls the world's largest open source AI model. On benchmarks, K3 is trading blows with the top proprietary systems.
The full weights drop on July 27th. The model has a 1 million token context window and is priced at $3 per million input tokens and $15 per million output tokens, notably lower than comparable proprietary rates. On BrowseComp, a benchmark for long horizon information seeking, K3 scored 91.2 out of 100. On AA Briefcase, an agentic benchmark, it placed second, trailing only Claude Fable 5.5. The company also demonstrated a 48-hour autonomous chip design task where K3 independently completed a full construction pipeline, from architectural design through verification.
One number to know today, 54%. That's the share of enterprises that have already experienced a confirmed AI agent security incident or a near miss, according to a VentureBeat survey of 107 organizations with more than 100 employees.
First in the feed, that same survey details a significant agent security gap. More than half of enterprises have had an incident, yet only about a third give every agent its own scoped identity. Most agents still share credentials, and only 3 in 10 isolate their highest risk agents in sandboxes. The structural weakness is identity. When agents share credentials, a single compromised agent carries a wide blast radius.
The security stack is overwhelmingly borrowed from model providers. OpenAI's guardrails lead at 51%, and satisfaction is high, even as a majority plan to change tooling within the year. The report suggests this satisfaction may rest on convenience rather than demonstrated containment.
Next, another VentureBeat survey finds an agent evaluation gap. Half of organizations have shipped an agent that passed internal evaluations, but then failed a customer. Yet two-thirds already allow or are building toward deploying agent changes to production on automated evaluation alone, with no human in the loop. Trust in automated evaluation is thin. Only 5% of organizations say they fully trust it today, chiefly because evaluations don't align with real-world outcomes.
A third survey highlights an AI context gap. A majority of enterprises report their agents have produced confident but wrong answers, traced to missing or inconsistent business context. Retrieval augmented generation is the default context source for 38% of organizations, but provider native tools from OpenAI and Google now lead over dedicated vector databases.
On infrastructure, a compute gap is emerging. Enterprises are buying AI infrastructure faster than they can measure its costs. Most GPUs run at half utilization or less, and fewer than half of organizations can rigorously track what their compute actually costs. The survey points to a measurement gap as the main blocker.
In policy news, Wired reports Anthropic is pushing U.S. states to regulate AI faster. The company endorsed landmark transparency laws in California and New York last year, but its head of state and local policy says they may already be outdated, written before the current wave of agentic systems.
And finally, OpenAI announced GPT Red, an automated red teaming model trained to find vulnerabilities. The company used GPT Red to adversarially train GPT 5.6 Sol, making it much more robust to prompt injections, with 6 times fewer failures on its hardest benchmark. The model stays internal, but OpenAI says it will use it to harden future models before release. One thing to try is letting a long-running agent task complete unattended, inspired by a Reddit post from someone who did this with Claude on a tedious migration task.
The poster set up the task with a clear definition of done and the ability for the model to check its own work, then walked away. The output was good, about 90% complete.
But the poster noted feeling anxious during the wait and a bit unnerved reviewing work they didn't watch get made. The tip is to try this once with a low-stakes, mechanical task. Set it up clearly, give it a few hours, and pay attention to how you feel reviewing the result. It's a practical way to gauge your own comfort level with agent autonomy before scaling it to more critical workflows.
That's Compact Conversations for Thursday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.